You're listening to Social Work Insider, the go-to podcast for social workers in all stages. Each episode, you're going to learn key career insights and tips to prepare you for hiring success. From building confidence to personal branding, I'm your host, Harleni Vasquez, a first-gen Latina, licensed social worker turned social work career coach, and I'm on a mission, y'all, to uplift and elevate the social work profession. I was able to build my own roadmap to success within my own social work career, and I'm here to provide you all with the concrete tools and knowledge needed to create the success you desire utilizing your social work degree. Enjoy. Welcome back, my fellow social workers, to another episode here on Social Work Insider. And today I'm going to be taking it way back in the sense that I'm going to be sharing with you all how failing my licensure exam, obviously I passed it off the multiple attempts, but how failing my licensure exam led me into starting my own business, Year of Off Mine, back in 2019. So if you're new here, let me tell you all a little bit about my social work path and my overall career journey. So I graduated from Fordham, go Rams, about 5 years ago. And it's crazy to say 5 years ago because it feels like it was a decade ago. But the honest truth is that before I even went into graduate school, I started working in the field of social services back in 2012. So once I graduated, I was already coming into the workforce with years of experience working with children and families and adolescents in different capacities, whether it was in the shelter system, whether it was in foster care, whether it was working for the current city, the shelter system. I was exposed to children and families through their entire lifespan. But once I got into Fordham and decided to go to graduate school, I already had a vision. I already had a vision at that time. My goal was to become a hospital social worker. So I had this vision. I know some of you can relate if you're currently, you know, was in the same shoes as me or even currently a student about to graduate. You have a particular vision. Obviously, no one can ever take that away from you. But I had this particular vision that I was going to be a hospital social worker, which led me into working full-time as a medical caseworker in foster care. And even when I was in Fordham, I was part of the palliative care fellowship as well. And I did my placement at Mount Sinai, Queens. So when I say I was dedicated, I was not playing. And I was even so eager to even apply to be eligible to take my social work licensure exam that I actually took the steps and went ahead and applied to get my social work license in New Jersey, which is an LSW. And in New Jersey, they actually allow you for you to take your social work exam during your last semester. Of course, if you are in New York, you're not able to take your social work exam, your LMSW, until you graduate and your degree has been concurred. Obviously, things vary from state. So depending where you're currently located, make sure you check out the ASWB and find out more information based on your state. So going back to my particular story at that time, I mentioned that I ended up applying to become eligible and I ended up getting approved. But of course, I didn't pass, unfortunately. And this was right before graduation and I was devastated. And I think at that time, I was only maybe like 7 points away. But of course, as you know, for anyone who's currently right now about to graduate in a couple of weeks, you know how much anxiety you have right before graduation. There's a lot of things that you're still figuring out, or you may be thinking, oh my God, I need to get a job, or what am I going to do? There's just a lot of noise, right? So I highly recommend that you're someone who suffers from anxiety or test anxiety. I would definitely recommend taking your time and not try to rush to take your last semester. But even as I navigated and entered the workforce, I was like, I'm not giving up. And then here's the thing. I was confident enough in my skills at that time. And I was landing interviews left and right in hospitals. But of course, this was back in 2019. Of course, now it's 2023. So especially for New York, a lot of things have changed. There's a lot of hospitals that provide a lot of leeway and provide limited permits and, hire new grads compared to back then that they were like, nope, if you don't have your license, we cannot hire you. So that was already taking a toll on my self-esteem. But if you know me, once I dedicate myself to something, I do not give up. So I think in that 2018, right, there was right before graduation, then I took it that summer, then I took it that fall. Because like I mentioned, it took me five times to pass my social work exam. And if you're listening to this, of course, I don't want to sound all negative because I don't want you all to think that the same thing is going to happen to you all. Everyone is different. This is just my story and my journey. And I just want you all to know how I was able to build my own path because I get often this question many, many times. So going back to the particular timeline, I took the whole summer to, again, still interview and to still study for my licensure. But came fall, like I felt, my self-esteem was to the floor because I'm like, wow, I'm like, I can't get a job, without my licensure. I'm not passing. Like I have this master's degree. Like I'm a first gen. This is something that I work so damn hard for. And I'm currently in this state and I can't get a job. So came fall, I was like, all right, even though I'm not gonna give up on my vision, being a hospital social worker, but your girl needs a job. So then I started really looking out in the current market at that time. And I was like, wait, Harleni, you have all of this experience, again, working in social services. And even though I never was a supervisor, I had a lot of leadership skills. In all the roles that I held, I was always the go-to person to train a new staff member to, help a colleague out as they currently, were struggling, let's say with notes or, just being able to do their work on an every day to day. I was always the go-to person. I always served like a mentor and like a natural in general, a natural career cheerleader too, because even among my colleagues, I was always the person that people will go to for resume advice, interview prep. These were things that people naturally gravitated towards me. So these were things that I was honestly doing for free for many years without even realizing that I was always meant to be a coach. But going back to that fall, I ended up coming across a social work supervisory position. And even though it was a little intimidating, because I'm like, they're gonna be like, who is this person? She's never been a supervisor. But I was like, you know what? Like, I have to give it my shot. And I did, y'all, and I was able to secure my supervisory position without ever having a supervisory title because I was able to market myself effectively. And this is something for you all to consider. If you're coming into the workforce with years of experience working the profession overall, even if it was a caseworker, utilize and reflect on all of your leadership skills and write them down. Do an inventory. Add that to your toolkit. So you're going to be able to market yourself effectively and show concrete examples during the interview how you were able to utilize and develop those leadership skills over time. Confidence sells y'all. And once I was already, let's say, about a year and a half into that particular role as a supervisor, I was still, seeking for hospital opportunities. I was still studying for my licensure. And again, unfortunately, that was just not happening. And I just kept studying and I kept studying. But then fall 2019, I found myself just wanting to do more. At that time, people started gravitating to me more about like resume services and, just helping people land jobs. And honestly, I was doing this for free. I didn't even have this idea of starting a business. It was just people were gravitating to me. And I'm like, I often see that people who are social workers and non-social workers, sometimes struggle with their confidence. And I want to be able to share my story about, how I overcame my own limiting beliefs and being a first gen and being a social worker. Like, I just know that I was born to make an impact and I just want to share my story and I want to share tips and I want to help others. And that is how I was able to get on Instagram, basically October of 2019, and on LinkedIn, and I started sharing content. And like I said, it was just sharing content. I didn't even create an LLC or anything like that, or even have the idea of being a career coach. I was just starting and building community. Of course, I was like, ooh, I guess there's a coaching industry because things started coming my way when it comes to people that were already adding me to their network. And of course, at that time, I was investing in coaches and kind of learning more about what do I want to create with this platform. And that is how Your Evolve Mind came into fruition. Once 2020 hit, I created my LLC right before the pandemic. I was able to become more of an authority figure in my field and branding myself as a social work career coach and really showcasing social workers that they're able to market themselves, that they're able to interview with confidence, that they're able to secure salary increases. And things started to grow from there. Because here's the thing, before I even got to that idea of wanting to create a platform, once I gave myself the opportunity to be a supervisor, I recognized and realized my strengths in being able to help my staff achieve their goals. My love for professional development at that time continued to grow more and more each day. I found myself being more invested in my staff professional development than the everyday to day work that I was doing with children and families in the community. And I have no shame in saying that because, like I said, I was already have served my time working in the field of social services for many, many times. Y'all, if you find yourself kind of, torn between where you are now and where you want to be, trust your gut. Give yourself some grace. You know yourself best. And sometimes there's just so much noise out there that we don't give ourselves the opportunity or even the time of day to really ask ourselves, what do we want? And even being a supervisor, I also had the opportunity to find and recruit people for my team, caseworkers, social workers, and reviewing resumes. And again, my love for professional development, recruitment, hiring started to grow. And then once in 2021, I was still having Your Evolve Mind, but I was able to pivot out of social services and go into recruiting and nonprofits. And then in 2020, I was able to go into recruiting in mental health tech. So I just want you all to know that it's okay right now if you currently have a vision or where you want to be. And I'm not trying to dim nobody's light, so please don't come for me. But if for some reason along the way things tend to change, I want you to give yourself some grace because you're human. You are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to change your vision because this is your own narrative. You're able to build your own path within the social work profession, utilizing your skills, utilizing your areas of expertise, but most importantly, recognizing your strengths. Recognizing the type of impact that you want to make, the type of environment that you feel you would thrive in best. As I mentioned, I started back in 2018 with a vision to be a hospital social worker. And here we are in 2023. I am a recruiter, I am a social work career coach, workshop facilitator, podcast host, public speaker. The list goes on. You're allowed to be multi-passionate. Don't feel the need to put yourself in a box because once you give yourself the opportunity to succeed, you will truly achieve what you thought was never possible. This is what I show my clients on an every day today. I help them build that self-awareness for them to recognize their skills, their strengths, their areas of expertise, helping them reconnect to their own mission statement, helping them reconnect to their why, helping them reconnect to their vision, because that is how you're going to ensure that you stay in alignment. So if you're currently loving everything that I'm mentioning, I'm currently have spots open for you to work with me during the month of May. I work with social workers in all stages from recent grad to seasoned social workers. You can work with me on a one-on-one session for 60 minutes, or if you currently need that long-term support, you can also apply for my long-term program, Social Work Brands Academy. It is a 12-week coaching program. If you currently have questions, message me. Check out the links below, and let's create magic and build the success you desire in 2023. Thank you for tuning in on the latest episode of the Social Work Insider. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave me a review on the platform that you're listening from, and follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Your Evolved Mind and LinkedIn at Harleni Vasquez for more motivational and how-to content to help you level up within your social work career. Until next time.